You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. This episode contains explicit language. Denzel Curry is a rapper from Miami. He started his career at age 16 as part of the hip-hop collective Raider Clan. He released his first solo album while he was still in high school. In May 2019, Denzel released his fourth album, Zoo. He made it with the Australian production duo F&Z, who've been collaborating with him since 2016. The album was named Best New Music by Pitchfork, and Denzel made his TV debut on The Tonight Show. In this episode, Denzel Curry and F&Z break down the song Ricky, which was named after Denzel's father.
My name is Denzel Curry. The day this song started, man, we was all in the studio. I just got off of a tour in Australia. And I was like, when I get back, we're going to go in, because I was still trying to keep the momentum up as much as I can. I didn't want to lose that or disappear for another 2 years. So as soon as I came back, we just went straight to the studio the next day.
My name is Michael, aka Fnatic.
And I am Zach of the production duo F&Z.
We executive produced the album. The first day that we initially started working on this song, it was back in February earlier this year, and we'd been hammering through so many ideas a day.
It was a week of just making songs that were duds, like they were bad songs.
It was pretty full on. We just had been like doing, you know, long days, long nights. Like a lot was just like a quick rough idea, jump to the next one.
We were struggling to make coal into a diamond throughout that whole week, just trying to find something.
Denzel had been recording some ideas that we had prepared earlier. And then in between sometimes sessions like that, we'll just jump on the headphones while he's doing his thing. We'll start getting the next idea ready. I remember stumbling across a sample I found from an artist named Lucid. The song is called Twisted Blood. It was a really random electronic track that had these crazy synths, like sounds that I haven't heard before. Kind of has like this melody that sounds like an ice cream truck or something like that, you know, like coming down the block. And it was just very catchy. So just basically, yeah, chopped that up and found out a way to slow it down. When it's slowed down, it has like almost a nostalgic, reminiscent feel of like early NWA. And then we put the drums to it. Just random kicks and snares we've collected over the years. And then the 808 kick. The real booming one that's in there. We were really referencing early NWA and Eazy-E. Kind of like listening sonically, like the way their drums sound. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Living on the West Coast, it's hard not to be inspired by that type of music. And as producers, we all grow up on the greats, the West Coast and that. So it's like to be able to infuse that with a sound that we're inspired by and something different. It was, you know, a cool twist on it.
Sometimes like Fnatic, when he's really making a beat, he doesn't let us hear nothing. Like he goes in his headphones and he does it himself. And then we was like, hey, play us something. He was like, oh, it's not done, but okay, boom. I was like, oh shit. You know, it was like ice cream. So I'm like, yo, this is kind of hard.
Yeah, he just jumped up and it was just like, oh, I need to get on that right now. Like very frantic, you know, and that's always a good sign, knowing that, you know, he's ready to go in the booth and lay down something crazy. And he started with actually the chorus first.
My daddy said, trust no man but your brothers and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said, treat young girls like your mother. My mama said, trust no hoe, use a rubber.
The whole track is freestyle. And my dad was like one of my main supporters, my number one supporter, actually. My dad just pretty much just been there, you know, and he knew how much music and art was important to me. So he let me do what he do, but long as I make it home before curfew, because he didn't want to see me get in trouble and things like that. Especially when I was like 16, when I was becoming a young man, like my dad instilled a lot of like values. Both of my parents have, when it comes down to the way you treat your friends, you know. Make sure you, like, keep your friends close at all times, because everybody might come up and say they're your friend and they're not really your dog, you feel me? Just keep your family close, like, keep your brothers close. Make sure you let them know you love them, you know? And just, like, don't let nobody punk you or push you over, because that's what... I mean, don't let nobody play you for a fool, and if it happened, just don't let that shit happen again.
See, Ricky said, never let nobody get the one up on you. If they run up on you, hit them with a 1-2.
You always got to switch your flows up, because it's just like, it keeps people engaged. And I'm good at fast flows.
Leave the cul-de-sac, your brother's gonna have your back regardless. And stick with your day one homies that was here before you started. And fear no man but the man above your head. Pray before you go to bed, everything my mama said.
Fear no man but the man above your head. Just fear no man on this earth except God, you feel me? My dad's Baptist, my mom's Jehovah's Witness, and my mom like instilled a lot of those church morals in me. But my mom definitely is the harder one out of the two. I think that's where I get, like, a lot of my aggression and my attitude from.
My daddy said treat young girls like your mother. My mama said trust no hoe, use a rubber.
So when I laid all that down, I came up with, like, a little pre-hook. And then Fnatic told me, I liked what you did the second half, but the first half, I don't like it. Like, he's brutally honest about it.
When we're working with Denzel, we definitely give feedback on like takes, melodies, flows. We're always collaborating and communicating just to get the best songs.
And then they were like, yo, let's just take some time off because we've been going in like the whole week and not really letting it breathe. So we was like, all right, cool. I remember being at my house and I was going through these DJ Screw freestyles because like I'm from the South, so we're into most of the Southern culture and shit. And basically, I stumbled upon a Fat Pat freestyle. It was Fat Pat and Zero called Been Around the World.
Mr. Mister, got the crystal in my lap. Always stay trapped, 24 to the 7. Send your ass to heaven, nigga, motherfucking 2-11 on the beat, Mike B, come through. Got your page, I'm on the bridge.
And I was just like, oh man, this shit sounds crazy, man. I like the flows on this a lot. So I sent it to Fnatic and Zach. And he was like, yo, this shit's sick, man. Like, this is some hard shit. We went back into the studio. He was like, you want to try that DJ Screw little flow on that? So I just flipped it in my own way. I did it regular. And then I was like, just turn it down like a couple notches. And we found the perfect pitch for it.
First they mocking, now they hopping. All on the way because they see me popping. Big, big, large pockets, they start flocking. Here's what I say when they ass keep knocking.
The fact that it's pitched gives it a certain break from the rest of the song. So we also added the bass. And it emphasizes it even more.
Big large pockets, they start flocking. Here's what I say when the ass keep knocking.
Denzel laying down the chorus and the pre-chorus is very quick. It was more so the verses that he really wanted to take his time with, you know? And we're really grateful that he did, because there's so many memorable lines throughout that song, especially in verse 2.
That was it. We was lit. Y'all wasn't even shit yet. We was 3-6 Wu-Tang mixed with Dipset.
A lot of old school hip hop impacted me, man. If you don't know nothing about Denzel Curry, so you got to go dig in the crates for Denzel Curry. And what you're going to find is the infamous history of Raider Clan. That's the group I was in at the time when I was going to high school. So when I said we was 3-6 Wu-Tang mixed with Dipset, the way Raider Clan was set up, we was deep like Wu-Tang Clan. And the personalities that we had were like numerous. 3-6 was like the type of music we was making because it was all dark sounding. It sounded like the 666 Mafia stuff, like the early stuff with the bass and the beats distorted and crazy and hard to hear. And then the Dipset line, we was just fly. We knew we was fly because everybody was copying us. Like the whole industry was copying what Raider Clan was doing.
We was 3-6 Wu-Tang mixed with Dipset.
That was at a point where, you know, post-production stages when we knew the song was going to be the single and going on the album. And we're just trying to figure out little tweaks we could do at that point to make this song a little more exciting. And Zach had the idea, was like, man, you know, he says that line about 3-6 mix of Wu-Tang and Dipset. It was like, you know, it'd be a crazy idea to sample some like old school early 90s ROMs and just do it very, very quick, you know, for one or two bars.
It was just like a little Easter egg, switch the beat up a little bit.
That was it, we was lit, y'all wasn't even shit yet. We was 3-6 Wu-Tang mixed with Dipset.
That's our producer tag that we created pretty recently. It just says F and Z and then Denzel saying, well, damn. It's just a tool that a lot of producers use. Just a promotional thing, you know, try to get your name out there more.
And it's actually worked. With that tag in there, we saw online people are like, what is that? What is that? Some people didn't even know exactly what it was saying, but it was already kind of getting the word out there. And then there's like people putting two and two together and they're like, who's this F and Z? Well, damn, who are these guys? And then they start connecting the dots.
This is the most simple song. I made a hard record about treating my friends right, about morals that I got because of my parents, and talking about like shit that I had to learn the hard way. You know, that's basically what it was growing up in the neighborhood, like just how we was raised.
Can you tell me about the first time your dad heard this song?
He's just like, man, I fucks with that song. That's my shit. Like I got a theme song, not knowing, you know? Who would have thought my song would make me a goddamn theme song?
And now, here's Ricky by Denzel Curry in its entirety.
First they knocking, now they hopping. All on the way cause they see me popping. Big, big, large pockets, they start flocking. Here's what I say when they ass keep knocking.
My daddy said trust no man but your brothers and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said treat young girls like your mother. My mama said trust no hoe, use a rubber. I'ma act 1-2, stop the track, bring it back, what it do? See, Ricky said never let nobody get the one up on you. If they run up on you, hit them with a 1-2 or a bitch slap. Leave the cul-de-sac, your brothers gon' have your back regardless. And stick with your day one homies that was here before you started. And fear no man but the man above your head. Pray before you go to bed, everything my mama said.
First they knocking, now they hopping. All on the way cause they see me popping. Big, big, large pockets, they start flocking. Here's what I say when they ass keep knocking.
My daddy said trust no man but your brothers and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said treat young girls like your mother. My mama said trust no hoe, use a rubber. My daddy said trust no man but your brothers and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said treat young girls like your mother. My mama said trust no hoe, use a rubber. Hey, your mama ain't shit, your daddy ain't shit. And I've been making waves way before nostalgic. That was back in Kara City, yeah, when I was just a chick. With the all black faded dickie with the Raider fit. That was it, we was lit, y'all wasn't even shit yet. We was 3-6, Wu-Tang mixed with Dipset. Ricky used to take me to my first shows ever. We'll only drop jewels way before they drop cheddar.
First they mocking, now they hopping. All on the way cause they see me popping. Big, big, large pockets, they start flocking. Here's what I say when they ass keep knocking.
My daddy said trust no man but your brothers and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said treat young girls like your mother. My mama said trust no hoe, use a rubber. My daddy said trust no man but your brothers and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said treat young girls like your mother. My mama said trust no hoe, use a rubber.
Visit songexploder.net for more information about Denzel Curry and F&Z. You'll also find a link to buy or stream this song. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services. Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. This episode was produced by Christian Kunz and me, Hrishikesh Hirway. This year, our guest host is Tao Nguyen, but she's off this week. Carlos Lerma is our illustrator. He makes a portrait for every episode. You can see his portrait of Denzel Curry on the Song Exploder website or Instagram. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a mighty collective of independent podcasts. You can learn about all of our shows at radiotopia.fm. You can also follow Song Exploder on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Song Exploder. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia. From PRX.